I am Greg the Dive Master, and Eric Douglas is with me right now. We are going to join forces next week at the DEMA Show in Las Vegas, largest diving event in the world, and I am so looking forward to it, and I know you are too, right, Eric?
Absolutely. You know, the great thing about DEMA is it's a chance for all those the dive industry people to come together and hang out and reconnect. We're all off diving and doing things and taking people underwater, and we don't get a chance to just hang out with each other and catch up. So
yes,
it's a great big party.
We have a lot of stories to share with our dive industry friends this year. A little more unique than years gone by for Eric and myself, because we both belong to this open heart surgery club now, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, but you know, I think we'll be both better men because of it.
Yes, I'm gonna go with that for sure. Now, 3 o'clock Wednesday, I'm doing my dive at the pool at the Go Dive Down Pool, Big Wave Dave, and everybody from the industry. Eric's going to be there as well.
Absolutely.
And I got to tell you, Eric, I've already heard from a lot of people in the industry that it belonged to our little club as well. That I had no idea. So it's going to be a real interesting show to see how many people come up to us and say, hey, you know, I had one of these too. I had a two-way, I had a three-way, I had a, you know, whatever.
We ought to just walk around the show floor together one day with our shirts unbuttoned to show off our scars.
Well, we don't want to scare people, you know, but I don't know. You know, after a cocktail or two, God knows what could happen. That's very, very possible. That might be a fun little photo op with all the people we find. Like, all right, we're going to get all the open heart surgery people together for foot. Okay, take off your shirt, everyone. Yeah!
Something tells me DEMA would not like that picture circulated.
Yeah, well, you know, the idea is to, you know, basically spotlight that, hey, despite these little bumps in life's road, we can still continue to enjoy our favorite pastime, and that is
absolutely
scuba diving. Yeah,
it slowed us down a little bit, but we're back and doing great, and yeah, you're soon to be back at it.
Yes, well, I'm gonna do a 4-foot dive there in the Go Dive Now pool, so that'll be a start, baby steps. You know, got to work my way back up, but you know, I am really looking forward to seeing everybody. And I know you feel the same way. We got so much love when we had to go through this little challenge personally, but the love from our friends and the industry, I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to thank a lot of people, for all the emails and texts. And I know you feel the same.
I would post something on Facebook just to let people know, and I'd get 150 comments on it or something like that.
I knew that many people.
Me either. But no, it was really touching and great to know that there were that many people out there who were rooting us on and cheering for us. And that was very cool. That was very heartening, no pun intended.
True.
Or maybe a little bit.
Well, yeah, why not? And, but yeah, I mean, it just goes to show how much love you get from this industry. And, you know, this is going to be my 20th DEMA. I don't know, how many years you've been going to the show, you figure?
18. This will be my 18th.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, to me, it just gets better and better and turns into more of a family reunion type of an event.
The first day is just all giving out hugs.
You know? Right. Yeah, hey, dude, how you been? Oh, you look great, and that kind of thing, you know. And it'll be good. Good times. All right, so, but we got a little business we're going to take care of as well, do a little networking, talk to, you know, our sponsor friends, figure out where we're going to go in 2017 for some dive trips and things like that. We set that up at the DEMA show, and I know you do the same, but you have some big plans because of all the books you've been writing. Especially what we talked about, you know, this oil and water audiobook that CJ read for you, is that it's based in Curacao, and you're going to be working with those folks at the DEMA show this year, right?
Yeah, no, they were really excited about the book when they learned about it. I don't write books like that with the idea of sucking up to a, you know, an island or whatever. It's just some place I've been, and I thought it would be a great place to set the story.
Yeah.
But when they found out about it, they were really excited about it, and they've invited me actually to do book signings every day during the show from 1 to 3 in their Curacao Pavilion. And I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but like every major destination has a group of their dive operators together, and they've asked me to come and hang out with them every day during the show and sign copies of Oil and Water.
That is so awesome. I mean, when you read the book, or listen to it if you choose to purchase the new audiobook.
You can do it on soft cover, you can do it on ebook, and now as an audiobook.
Well, there you go. And you know, Eric does a great job at painting the landscape of Curaçao. And I've been there myself a few times as well. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that place he's talking about, or the bridge that swings open over on the bay and all that. And it's like, wow. It, once again, as a diver or someone who's been to some of these dive locations around the world, it has a tendency to add credibility and, you know, just allow you to paint that picture in your mind of what's really happening with the characters and just give it some more, you know, authenticity. You know what I mean? It's very impressive stuff for sure. Good read or listen, I should say.
And yeah, the people of Curaçao were really thrilled about it. And I actually put in Willemstad, one of the famous scenes is actually on the cover of the book. And so they were really excited about it. And I'll be honest with you, they kind of looked at it first like, okay, there's nothing in here that's going to embarrass us, right?
Yeah.
They read it and they were pleased with it. So yeah, they wanted to work with me and I'm hopeful we can continue to work together on this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's good stuff and it's obviously a great connection to have at DEMA to sign the books there in Curaçao's Isle. You know, where the book is based or the story is based. So it's good stuff. You'll be working with them. I know you're going to be hanging with us all throughout the week as we do our little morning show festivities to warm up the crowd. We might give away a few
little prizes. I think we'll have a couple copies of Oil and Water to give away in the morning warm-ups too, and maybe a couple other things as well.
Absolutely. Good stuff indeed. And what else are you planning to do? You have any other, like, mission of what you're, you know, planning to observe there at the DEMA show next week or what, Eric?
You know, I don't have any big plans for the show other than hanging out with you and then with Curaçao. But, you know, there's a couple destinations I've not been to that might have to see what we can figure out. But, no, this show is mostly going to be about seeing who I can run into and have a little fun and do some networking.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You might have to do a little R&D for the backdrop for some future Mike Scott novels, I think.
That's exactly
that makes
my
sense.
Thinking.
That's how you can do that at DEMA, too.